Hello, Ken.
Hello.
What happened there? I don't know what happened on the other side of it. Just tried being in here and couldn't get through.
Well, at least we can hear each other.
Yes. By the way, Ken, I won't be here. Can I just let you know that I won't be able to do next week's show in advance because I've got an event booked in, and I thought I'd give you an advance notice now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going platform, doing evening clairvoyance.
Well, we've got, let me see, one. Oh, we've lost line one, I don't know. I think that was Holly. If I remember, Holly was on line one. She's back, she's there. I can see her now. Good job, I remember, isn't it? We've got a bit of an echo there this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Bit of a delay because we're both in the Google Hangout. Don't ask why. It's just that Stephen couldn't get in the normal way this evening, so we're both here, sitting in the Google Hangout as Mr. and Mrs. Anonymous. Well, Mr. and Mr. Anonymous. right, okay, so we're going to start. Four lovely people, one, two, three, four, five now. So, Holly.
Hi, how are you guys? Uh-oh, can anybody hear me? Am I muted on your end? Now I can't hear you guys.
Oh, right. Wait a minute. My fault.
There you are.
There you are.
Right. I can hear you, Holly. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now. Yes, yes.
Oh, that's
how
good.
Are you?
Yeah. So how's you anyway, sweetheart?
I'm doing well.
Okay. And is there anything you want me to focus on in your reading? If you've got any questions you want to ask me and see what my magical dice bring you today?
I quit my job and my boss is quite upset with me. Like, is he going to get over it? Or, I mean, I'm sure he'll get over it, but is there anything I should do to make it easier for him?
Well, I think he's probably, I think he is probably upset by the looks of things because the 6 and 4 tells me here. I think he's wondering why you quit your job if he doesn't know or whatever. I think it might come a bit of a surprise to him, but to be quite frank with you, I think like anything else here, just muscle down to it. I could see him getting over it eventually. And as far as you're concerned, I know you're right because you're very sensitive and you're very too soft-hearted, but I can see because you've got another job, haven't you?
Yes, I start Friday.
Yeah, much better job as well. More money coming in, more dollars. And I can see I can really see this is a good move for you. I think sometimes, you know, you worked your socks off with the other company and he probably didn't pay you enough and he probably, you know, when you put your notice in, he suddenly realised, just a minute, you know, he suddenly realised it was too late to give you something because he didn't do it in the first place. So you caught him basically, you know, battered down with that sort of sense. And it's his own fault. And to be honest with you, I know you're soft-hearted. I know you care a lot. But I wouldn't worry about what your old boss thinks, really. Just focus on your future. Because he's in a company. He can do just as well himself. He'll find somebody else. Maybe not as good as you, but he will find somebody else to replace the position you were in rather than the job that you did.
Okay.
So I do see lots of exciting things for you coming in. So you've been thinking about moving as well, Holly?
Yeah, I'm moving Friday.
Oh, right, you're moving to a new house?
Yeah.
Because I'm being sure.
Yes, moving and new job all at the same time.
That's good. And you might be doing some reparation job work to the house as well, mightn't you? There might be a few things you might want to do in the house. So in here.
Like remodel, is that what you're saying?
The floor tells me that. So I've got a feeling here that, you know, all your ups and downs that you've had in the past, the people with this doing everything like that, these different areas, and maybe doing a course or something later on, maybe training people, or you're doing some training as well. So, yeah, you know, your life is going to be completely different this year. It's going to be really good.
Say again, the last sentence.
I said, I really feel this year's going to be a really good year for you. And I don't think you might be doing training with people. But, yeah, I can see challenges coming your way, but I can see you mixing with new people and to get self-belief back again. Okay? And go for it. Just enjoy it. Just take one day at a time and you're getting by. To be honest with you, it's going to be good.
Okay, that sounds great.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a good show.
Yeah, and you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Yeah, this is going to be fun and games tonight because we're both in the same place, so we can't actually do any screening because I can't switch the microphone off. If I do, I switch both microphones off, which is kind of crazy. Okay. So pop Holly back to listen to the show. There is a little delay, as you can hear, there's a little bit of an echo, so just I'm going to have to persevere with it this evening. Okay. Caroline.
Oh, hi. Okay, before I sent you an email on how to get a reading, I want to get a reading, please. So I'll wait for your reply on the email. But thank you, Stephen.
Well, hello, Caroline. How are you?
Fine, thank you. To be talking to you, thank you.
Oh, great. And what should I be to answer for you today? Well, not me, but the dice, rather.
Okay. The next 3 months, how do you see that going for me, please? Do you see me...
The next 3 months?
Staying... Yes, please.
Right. Well, first of all, I get the feeling here that would I be right in saying that you need to do a lot of clearing out in your life? Can you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Because I can see the two sixes in the one here. So this is where you are. That you, I feel the first thing I'm going to say to you is that there's a lot of things you need to clear out. Maybe there's people you need to disengage with. There could be a lot of collateral in your life that you need to really clear. So that's the first thing I'm going to say to you, is that that's what I can see happening. Okay. And once you've done that, I feel it's all going to be like get your ship out and go sailing away. Because then you'll find that there'll be new opportunities for you coming in. And I get feeling here, it's almost like, you know, sometimes we hang on to too much. So letting go and closing your door on certain things. And I feel that there's two things coming for you as well, which faces the six. So that tells me here that there could be new opportunities for you, maybe in a relationship as well, if you're not in one. And I get the feeling as well that you'll learn to trust yourself in a better way, get the respect from people. And I get the feeling here that later on in your life, you know, later on, you could be in a confident sex. This is a good six, no, it's a good six, no, it's not. So I do feel that, you know, I can see you being a lot more happier. Now, the six over here is coming in around about June, July time, okay, where there could be a bit of an upheaval around you where you feel that there's something coming in that you might have to do something, but that's not a big issue at all. It's just one of those things that comes in. And I feel that, there are possible pitfalls there, but I get the feeling here that you're going to be set in a choice there where you need to do, you know, Do you feel sometimes there are people always trying to crowd you out?
Yeah, I do.
This is the point. And this is the point here, because I can see people getting jealous of what you do and trying to crowd you out and trying to put you down. But I get the feeling here this is where the two falls on either side, is where you're making decisions to say, well, okay then, you know, don't let them get you, because what are they going to try to do? I don't think they can, you know, you can always overcome those problems. And this is where you're going to be, maybe in 6 months' time, you know, in August time, so that, where you will find yourself with doors opening, and I'm feeling a lot more happier in yourself and ready to take on any challenges. And the opportunities that you want to do, Caroline, are going to come in. I have been quite frank with you. I do feel that at the moment where you need to stand, where you're standing now, is that you really do need to believe in yourself and get things done in your own way. Get rid of all the people, possibly that you don't need, okay, and believe in yourself. Because what happens is that, you know, there's always could be those people around you, and if you allow them to step into your energy and that their jealousy is overwhelming you, then you could find yourself coming unstuck. And I'm being totally upfront here. But overall, I think that you're going to come out on top anyway. You're going to find yourself in a much happier place.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I can see, you know, just going on for the whole year in particular, I really do feel that you're going to find yourself, your energy is going to pick up. You're going to find yourself in a much, you feel yourself really happy. You feel really, you know, a lot of success coming your way. And I think that even though if you are surrounded by people that are trying to be, trying to hold you back, I feel that your own enthusiasm, your own point of I'm not going to be bothered by anybody else will drive you forward. It's like a steamroller in your life, and that's how I'm seeing it. So overall, it's going to be a really exciting year for you.
Thank you so much.
Well, I can only thank you, and I hope that helps you. But just make sure you clear out everything at the moment, because it's like redecorating your house, and it's like taking everything out of the house, okay, and you find a load of junk in there. Take it all out, in metaphorically speaking, then putting back things that you want to put back in there and making your life again a beautiful place. That's how I feel your life's going to be.
Oh, thank you. Oh, isn't that funny? Because I keep visualizing myself cleaning out my house. That is so funny.
All right. Well, I hope that makes sense then. I really do hope that makes sense.
Oh, it does. And, it makes great sense.
Yeah. And I can see you riding high on the crest of a wave and doing the things you want, and maybe a new opportunity there in love or a new opportunity there in the job as well. You know, you'll do your own stuff. And that is what I like about this part of the reading here, because I know there's a lot of stuff there you've got to sort out. I know there's going to be people in the middle of the year that are going to try to sort of thwart you. But do you know what? Okay, as long as you're aware of that, you know how to deal with it. And I think you're going to go stronger and stronger as this year goes forward. The way you might be now, you might feel you're being squashed. But afterwards, you'll be doing all the squashing of other people. So thanks very much, Caroline. Hope that's okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You take care, and be good, and enjoy the rest of the show.
No, I don't know. I don't want to be good. I don't know if I want to do that. That's no fun. That's no fun at all.
But you're a girl after my own heart, I think.
Thank you, Stephen.
Well, yeah, take care. Bye.
Take care. Thank you.
Caroline.
Bye.
Right. Okay. Let's see where we're going. Cindy.
Hello.
Oh, is this my friend Cindy?
It is. Hi. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, darling. I mean, long time speaking it since we spoke this afternoon.
I'm blessed to get to speak with you
yeah.
today. Pardon me?
Did you? Sorry?
Yes, I called in. I'm blessed to get to speak with you. Thank you.
Well, that's
I'm
right,
wondering
darling.
If you can
just
focus. Sorry, there's a little delay there.
Yeah, because you had the overstay reading, didn't you, today?
What's that?
Was you on the did you listen to me Owen's Dave broadcast this afternoon when I was talking about all the Owen's Daves and stuff?
Oh no, I didn't. I've been outside working. My sister's having her building moved, and I've got to get everything out of it. So I've been moving
stuff
out of a storage unit.
Yeah, you can play it back anytime you like because it's being recorded and it's on the wall. Anyway, so Cindy, what can I do for you, sweetheart?
Oh, cool. Well, I could use some insight on finances. The only problems I have right now could all be resolved with finances. I'm really stressed out. Work has
yeah,
just
are.
Come to a screeching halt, and I'm in a remote area where I can't really, you know, I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place, like the chicken and the egg. I need money to move forward, and I can't move forward until I make money.
Well, do you know something? I actually feel that you might be at your worst part now. Okay, because I'm seeing a 4 and a 2 here. So I do feel that there might be somebody that comes to your rescue and helps you. Okay. I know you don't ask for charity. I know you don't expect that. But I get the feeling here that where you are now, you couldn't get any worse, but things will improve. And I think that as we go into March particular, I think things will get better for you. And I can see you meeting with somebody there. And this is interesting because I feel it's going to change around for you. And I get the feeling here there could be an opportunity there for you in a job situation or something where you'll be offered, you know, where you'll get your money, because one of one here is telling me here. It's going to be a slow process, but I get the feeling here that when I'm just picking up the pendulum here, by the end of March going into April time, I think, you know, another month, I think you're going to find yourself in a much, much happier place.
Sorry.
is that your little doggies barking because they like what I've told you?
Yeah, she the cat came up and wanted some attention and she got jealous. She's my 2.5 pound Tasmanian devil. she's really sweet, but she went after the cat because she didn't want the cat to come sit in my lap.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, I can see opportunities coming your way, and I think that I said to you, you said to me earlier on the evening, you know, before we came on the show, you said, oh, you know, I don't know if I've got a dollar, you know, to spare, sort of thing, and all that sort of stuff. And I tell you what, I'm glad you come, because I just get a feeling here that, you know, that we've all been in those dire straits. We've all been there, and I know what it's like. But I tell you something, I can see things getting better for you. I really do. Have you been looking for another job then or something? You've been looking for another project too?
I've been looking for, yeah, a while. And I, you know, I am waiting my tax refund and stuff that might help me get caught up and get moving forward. But until that, you know, that'll be at least the end of the month. I know they're behind processing them.
Yeah, so that's a tax rebate coming in, which I said could be changing. And then I feel that you'll be going off there and you'll be getting your own job, sort of thing. I do feel that things are going to change for you in a positive way. And I can see you know, at the moment, it's really down, you're down at your lowest ebb. But at least you know there's only one way to go now, and it's going up. And I can see that. And later on in the year, I think, you know, you're very, I can see you growing confidence. I can see there's a 6-3 and a 1 here. That tells me here where you are now, you know, you're sort of wringing your hair, you know, you're close to from your error. Okay, but there's a 3 and a 1 here. So you get the enthusiasm back, you get your life back, and you walk into a lovely job. So I think it is going to be a change for you. And that tax rebate, wherever it's going to be, it's going to be the spark that really gets you going again.
Yeah, I need to do something because this is getting really. Try not to get discouraged and depressed, but I'll tell you, it's the harder I try, it just doesn't seem to be doing any good. So.
Yeah, no, darling, it really is hard. I mean, I've been there myself and everything. You know, you just think you're doing the right thing, and then suddenly you find that everybody else is not doing the right thing. Seems to be getting the money, and everybody does the right thing, doesn't? And I think at the end of the day, you know, I do feel for you, and I do see you being a lot more happier, and I can see you landing something that will help you to live a better life than what you've got now.
Okay. Do you see anything coming through in the next couple of weeks before I get my tax refund? I've got like everything.
I'll tell you something. I am being shown somebody coming around you in the next couple of weeks. Okay. It could be somebody that might be somebody you know or something like that. I'm being shown here because I'm seeing a 2 here, which tells me, you know, there's you worried, there's you sort of there. And I get a thing here in the next couple of weeks. This person will grab hold of you and say, come on, it say something to you that would give you so much happiness that you go out and think, sure, what, I can skip again, I can laugh again, I can enjoy myself. I think we're so close here that things are going to really change. You know, next couple of weeks, 3 weeks, you'll find yourself in a much happier place. So when I'm back in 2 weeks' time, hopefully you'll be saying, you know, well, I've changed a bit for the better. I'm thinking it's going to change.
Okay. Well, I'm ready for change, that's for sure. Yeah. I'm ready for my work to be busy again.
When
I'm busy, I don't mind working 7 days a week. I'm just, I'd rather be working than not working.
Yeah, I know. And I tell you what, it's not very good, is it, when you have to work every day of the week? But you enjoy yourself a bit more. Just take, don't sound silly, but try to sort of relax a lot more and just, because look, okay. You can work hard, you can work for, you know, I've worked for 3 companies and find out work for 2, because when you're working for 3 or 4, you're not going to get any more than what you do if you work for 2. And I think that by spreading yourself around a bit in a nice way, I think that you're going to find people will come to you and they will give you something. I'm seeing that. So all this at the moment is temporary, and I can see by beginning of April that things will change for you in the next 4 weeks. You know, things will change for you in a big way.
Okay. Well, that's good. I was ready for some good news.
Oh, yeah. Go and drink some wine and stuff like that, and we'll have some celebration, because I can see some celebration things around for you as well. 3 and 5 here. But I do feel that your life's going to be a lot different in summer than what it's been here at the moment. You're going to find yourself in a much, much happier place. It's almost like your life turning around upside down, and you'll be looking back and saying, "What? I don't know what the fuss was about, because I worried too much. But things will change, and the money will come in, and you won't have to worry so much again."
Okay. Good. I'm ready. I'm ready for a change.
Well, well done.
Ready for change.
And I can see that. I'll tell you what, okay, believe in yourself, okay? And I can see new beginnings for you. I can see a new journey coming up for you as well. And I get the feeling here that, you know, you're in a way. you'll be happy. You'll be having music in your life again and enjoying life rather than getting up to the old humdinging sort of same old charging to stuff every day.
Well, that sounds like good news.
Well, I can only tell you what I've been shown.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you sharing it with me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Okay, cheers then. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have
thank
a good
you,
day.
Thank you. Okay. Now, if you were in the Google Hangout with us, you could say Stephen, because he's not having a drink, are you? But nobody can see us. Okay, let's see where we're going. Karen.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Karen.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
Hello.
I spoke to you a few weeks ago, didn't I think?
Yes, yes.
Yes, and how are you today, lovely?
Oh, I'm good. I took a snow day. I'm home today.
Has it been snowing there, is it?
Yes, and sleet, ice.
Oh, dear, I'm going to make you so jealous because it's so warm here. It's like
Sunday.
And they say it's so warm, it's going to be above average temperatures here, and we're just basking in it. And if I was going to get a deck chair this afternoon.
Oh, my.
Anyway, so how can we help you, sweetheart?
My question is, my mother has let me know that my younger sister is going to have a baby.
All right.
And I'm just concerned about the man she's dating.
Yes. Is he the father?
Yes.
Oh, he's the father. And you don't like him, do you?
No, I'm just concerned if he's going to stick around.
I don't think he will.
No.
I've got a thing here that what I've been saying is a very controlling sort of guy.
Yes. He doesn't want her talking to us.
No. No, there's a big block there. I see a 2 and a 6 here and a 6 over here. And I tell you something, I don't think will he stay around? I don't think he will. I don't think he will. Will he leave when the baby's born? I won't be surprised if he leaves just after the baby's gone, when the baby comes. Because quite frankly, the way I throw my dice around him is that he's a very devious sort of guy, to be honest with you. I think he's always up to something, isn't he? He's always doing things behind people's back. I wouldn't trust him.
Yes, he has another girlfriend with a baby that's 1 year old.
Yes, and he's left her.
And he says he's not married, and he took off on that one. So he says.
I tell you something. When's the last time you actually spoke to your sister?
Maybe about 2 weeks ago. But my mom was over there last week, and she spoke with her the other day. And my sister said, I don't want to talk to you, and she hung up on her. My mom said, I barely started talking.
Well, I do feel that I am being shown here that I do feel that things are going to get better. I do see the conversation there, and I can see you all coming back together again. I feel that things have been saying here. It could be any time between May and June, I'm being shown here. When's the baby due? Is the baby due in sort of like August?
It'll be in August.
Yeah. Sorry?
Baby will be due in August.
Yeah, in August, yeah. So I just said to you. Towards the end of August.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what it's telling me here. Yeah, I said, that's what I'm saying. And I get a feeling here that between May and June, I think she will connect with you again. See, I don't see that guy staying. I think he just, to be honest with you, there's words I could say, but I wouldn't say it. Because I think that, you know, on a radio program, you wouldn't say it. But to your face, you know, I would tell you what I thought of him. And quite frankly, I think he's just a waste of space. He just does this and he just abuses people. And I get the feeling with him that really, you know, he just goes from one place to another, doesn't he? He's like, you know, he's like a wayfaring cowboy. You know, oh, here I am, I'm here. Then he disappears and he just goes off somewhere else. And I think that's what he's going to be. And he can't hold a job down, can he?
I don't know how long he's been at this job where my sister works. Yeah, but I don't see that working out either.
I think he'd probably chuck that one in and go somewhere else, to be honest with you. You know, your sister, she gets herself into quite a bit of a pickle, don't she? She gets depressed a lot, doesn't she? She just tends to be, she's a lovely girl, isn't she, your sister, for a start? I just get a feeling here, it's like she's not happy at all, is she?
I don't think she's happy that she's pregnant. I don't know,
I don't think she is very happy about it. And to be honest with you, I'm not, you know, whether she intended that or not, I'm not sure, because it's telling me that, you know, that he was just, you know, to be honest with you, he wants everything onto his terms, doesn't it? And I can't see her staying with him. That the best thing for her is to, you know, just to walk away from him if she can. And I think that the reason why she didn't want to say anything to your mum, or she didn't want to speak to your mum, because she's afraid that, you know, that he'd come back home and find your mum there, sort of thing, and then he takes it out on her. It's a bit of a bullying in a sense. I think that, you know, as soon as she can get rid of... Sorry?
He was staying at her house, and then when my mom came, he had to leave.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think the further away I can see this happening, I definitely see them two having a set too, and I think I can see the two sixes here, and I can see them both separating, and I think it'd be a really good thing. But I wouldn't be surprised if that happens before the baby comes. So I think it might be sort of my time. But I also get a feeling that once he's gone, there's going to be a big party somewhere, because it'll be like having a party, because you'll be all of you will be so much happier. And that, okay, she's got a baby to look after, and that might be something that you have to deal with in a separate way. Do you know what? I don't think, honestly, he'd be a good father, to be honest with you. I don't think he's a good father to the other one.
Mm-mm.
And, but I can say to you, I can see this coming to a climax where it all finishes and he goes his own way. I think it is going to be there where, you know, that he definitely won't be there when the baby gets there. And if he is there, it'd be like pulling the curtain down and saying, no, I can't deal with this, and just go off and do something himself. It's like he wants all the fun, but he doesn't want the responsibility of being told here.
Yeah, he did that to the first girlfriend, and he found my sister, and he was staying with her.
Yeah,
and I think he's going to do it again.
Right, but your sister was in a very bad place when she met him, wasn't she? Emotionally,
yes.
Right. And I get the feeling here that he turned around and saw that, because he's almost like he preys on vulnerable girls. And he said, oh, yeah, I can give you this, I can give you that. Full of Eastern promise, but it's never come up. And I think that, you know, that's the way he is. And it's a sad thing to be. But your sister will realise that she come to a point where she'd suddenly say, I don't need you anymore, because he's just ruining her life and he's ruining yours as well. But as I said to you, you know, to be honest with you, Karen, I can see this being a happy, I can see a happy outcome here.
Do you see him leaving the state?
Sorry?
Do you see him leaving the state, going out of state?
Well, I get the feeling here that he could well do that, because I see a 3-3 and a 5 here. That tells me he'll move away completely. You know, because when you ask me that question, I throw the dice, and if I get a 5 there, that means it tells me he'll go to another state. And quite frankly, you know, he's like a roving cowboy. He just go places. You know, it's like he never find his true happiness, or what you could call true happiness. He's just a guy there that's full of, he's got a great sense of humour when he wants to be. He's got a lovely sort of charming, things like that. You know where guys can charm the birds off the trees and things like that? That's the way he is.
Yes.
Okay. The dollar's around a bit as well, probably. But once he's ensnared and he changes his tone, I think that he's going to get caught out one day, big time.
Yeah, maybe with the child support, that'll slow him down.
Well, could be, because I think your sister deserves better. I think your sister deserves a lot better than what she's got. And, yeah, just Karen, you know, just be there for her, because she's going to come to you, and she's going to come to your mum, and she's going to be, you know, maybe a shoulder to cry on. But at the end of the day, okay, she knows what true love is, and that's with you. Because as far as he's, you know, does he love her? I don't think he really does, to be honest with you. I don't think he does. When the dice there, there's 2, 4, and a 1 here. You know, it's just like, okay, he doesn't get, to be honest with you, I don't think he cares much. Honestly, don't think he cares a lot.
Yeah, I think he's just a charmer and a good-looking guy, and she fell head over heels, and he's real young compared to her. About 10 years younger, good-looking guy.
Yeah. The thing is that your sister, you know, she's a lovely girl. I can see that. And I can see things changing for her. And you can tell her from me that... you know, she's got to, you know, look, that baby would be beautiful, because it takes after her. I mean, it takes after her. Okay? And she's going to be happy. I feel she's going to be, could see her having a happier life than what she's got now.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So
thanks
very much.
We'll wait till she comes to us. Thank you. Thank you for your information. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Okay. Nearly. Okay. We're going to take a little break, because I need to do some screening, because there's a few people that don't know the name at the moment. So we'll take a little break while we can. But just bear with me. Do this.
Outside another yellow. I've punched a hole in the nighttime mist. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trains are full, full of all them Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little world. You wave your hand and they scatter like. They have nothing that'll ever capture your heart. They're just stones without the roots. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was the one know your window, and I know it's too late. I know your stairs and your doorway. I'll walk down your street and past your gate. I stand by the light of the forest.
It would help if I put the studio microphone back on because I'm speaking to Stephen, but nobody else can hear me. Okay, the studio microphone is back on. We've got Kathleen. You've just heard Rod Stewart and Downtown Train. We haven't changed the music because we didn't put any new music in this evening, but maybe tomorrow night I'll get there to put it somewhere. 917 has disappeared somewhere. We've got an hour to go, so hopefully we'll get some more lovely callers. But in the meantime, let's leave.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Kathleen. How are you, Sweet Pea?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Sweet Pea?
Hey, I'm very well. Well, I've been... You know, I've been busy. You probably missed my broadcast this afternoon on Facebook.
Yeah, when are you going to Spain?
Going in the beginning of March.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, going for a week.
I hear an echo.
Yes, but that's because of the Ken and I are both on Google Hangouts tonight.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't get connected through the Skype for some reason. It wouldn't go.
So, okay. Well, I had a few questions, and I know I feel like a and sound like a broken record, but could you tell me if and when, what month I'll have my balance back and can walk correctly?
Well, first of all, my dice are telling me, my pen is telling me things will get better for you. I feel that it's going more towards May, okay? So I think it'll start getting better for you. You're talking to people, aren't you?
About this?
Yes.
Yes. I contacted another doctor yesterday, but they won't take me because I've already been operated on.
Well, whatever's going to happen, I feel that there's going to be somebody that talks to you that will help to resolve some sort of situation around you, Kathleen, to be honest with you, because I see a one here, and I see a two and a one here. So I do think that, you know, where your health is, you know, your health problem is there. I'm seeing people, I see you in conversation with people, and I feel that these people are the ones that are going to sort of give you the information or the help that you need to, this is not meant to be a pun, but get back on your feet again, they're telling me.
Yeah.
So they're saying here, and there's the 4-3 and the 3 here. So the 4-3 and the 3 does indicate to me that, you know, by the time you get into the summer, maybe June, July, August time, you know, I feel that you could feel getting a bit of a spring back in yourself. You might not be able to go running down the street like you used to, but at least you'll feel happier in yourself and you feel more contented. And you'll feel, you know, a new type of energy around you where you feel that you can do things even if you're not able to, you know, in fullness. It's like, for instance, you know, you want to go horse riding, but you can't no longer jump on the horse, so you go on the pony instead. It's that type of energy around you.
And you're saying that's not till June, July, August?
Well, I feel that in June, July and August could be the time when you feel really much better. I did say to you around about May, I feel things could start improving for you, but I feel that July, August could be very good months for you, because I'm seeing a 4-3 and a 3 in those 3 months, which tells me, you know, you're feeling really good. Now, you have to consider that, that things can take longer because of the fact that, you know, where you are. I just minded to say that last week I actually gave a girl a reading that had been in a conflict with her family for the last 2 years. And she asked me when this would finish, and I told her it could be April. Now, you talk about 2 years of conflict, and she turned around and walked away from me. She goes, huh, I can't wait that long. I said, well, you did ask me, and it's still because April, my pendulum is still going to April. And she got up and walked away from me. She goes, no, I want it finished today. And I thought, just a minute, 2 years of conflict, you know, things aren't going to change just like that. And with you, I get the feeling here that with all the things there, I think you're going to be in a much better place come June, July and August. And throwing the dice there, yeah, I do see that. You own, aren't you?
I'm having a hard time. I'm what?
So you're on your own, aren't you? You're not with anybody, are you?
I live alone.
Yes. Yeah. Because I just get a feeling here, it's telling me here, that you're going to, you know, I'm being shown here, is that right? Because my pendulum's saying yes, and I always trust my pendulum. You're going to meet somebody, and you're going to meet this person. And when this person meets you, it's going to be in a relationship. It's going to be really good for you. And this person is going to really bring back in your step. It's going to, that person make you laugh. And this person may well decide, Kathleen, that you're the sort of woman that you've really been looking for. I can see that. I can see you've been very, very happy.
You mentioned to me about someone coming in around March, and you gave me the initials D, and there was someone I was talking to on a site with the first initial D and the last D, but I haven't heard from him, and that's all right. He's in Florida. But there was someone I've been trying to get in touch with for some time, and his first initial is J, and the last initial is A. And I didn't, and I sent him a friend request the other day. I haven't heard Do you think I'll ever hear from that person?
Well, from Jay.
J is the first initial. A is the last initial.
Yeah. I do feel that you may well hear from him. I think there is a lot of problems around him at the moment.
Such as what, can I ask?
Well, I'm just being shown here. Okay, Catherine, I feel that there's a lot of problems around him, maybe with family or other things connected with him, because the four's telling me here. And I do feel that this is temporary. I feel that there will be some sort of connection with you. And I know I'm being shown here, it could be just before Easter, you know, sort of the end of March, beginning of April, when there could be a reconnection there.
It could be when? I'm sorry, there's such a feedback.
There's a lot of things around him. Sorry?
I didn't know. Do you have a month?
Well, I just told you the month.
I know, but there's so much noise with the feedback. I can't hear. It's very difficult.
I said just before Easter, the beginning of April.
Oh. Okay. Oh, now, okay. Is he remarried? Since I've seen him years ago.
How do you mean he's remarried?
Well, when I met him, he wasn't married. That was umpteen years ago. But I know he has someone in his life, and I didn't know if he ever married her.
I don't think he did. No, he didn't.
Well, then she lives with him. Are they having problems? Was that the problems you were...
No, put it this way. If you know he's living with her now.
Yeah, because I found her on Facebook. I believe she was together with him in 2018.
Yeah, he's 19 now.
Right, but they've been together with pictures that went back to like 2011.
Yeah, but that's me to say that with them together now. If they are together now, I'll be very, very surprised. But 6 and 4 here, my pendant's telling me, are they together now? And I don't think they
are.
Well,
she answered the phone the other night at the house.
Well, put it this way then, they're not together in a proper relationship then. They're not happy there. Whatever's happening there, I don't think there's a good relationship there. I get a 4, 6 and a 6 around them.
Okay. Because I said, I sent a friend request, but I don't know if he saw it yet. Or if he just doesn't go on Facebook often, or what? Or if she's standing in the way.
I don't think he's seen it.
Has he seen it?
And he hasn't.
So you think do you think he'll call me, or I'll have to contact him by Easter?
No, I think it'll probably end up. I think what is going to be there'll be some contact, whether it's you or him. They're not showing me who's going to contact too, but I feel there will be some contact there if just around about Easter time, Kathleen. Okay. I feel that
and,
this being June.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry?
Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, I do feel his feelings towards you are that he's very fond of you. I think there is something there. And I know he's been through a very, very traumatic time in his life. And those traumatic times in his life are still sort of haunting him. And I don't honestly feel that wherever he is, he's not in a good space at this time. I get the feeling here that whatever he's doing with this woman, okay, it's just a big show, if you like. You can live with somebody, can't you? But you can be separate from that person.
Right. Do you think she'll end up moving out?
Well, I'd be surprised if she stays there, to be honest with you. Now, will she stay there? And I've been told, no, she won't. So she will move out. And that might be sort of like... Sorry?
she takes control of the phone. It's like he doesn't even get to answer his own landline phone.
No. It might be May when she moves out. I think she might move out in May.
Okay. And you said, I spoke to the doctor who did my original surgery on my back. Well, I made an appointment with him. I want him to see how I'm walking and everything. Do you think he's going to be the doctor that helps me, or do you think it's another one?
No, I get a feeling here. It'd be the doctor that helps you, Kathleen. It'd be the doctor that will overall help you.
The doctor who did the surgery.
Yes, what you just asked me.
Okay, I see him not next Tuesday, the Tuesday after.
Okay.
Because I went to see another doctor and I'm getting nowhere with him.
No, you're not going to get anywhere near him. I said you're not going to get anything with that doctor.
The second one.
The one you just said about you didn't hear from that other doctor, you're not getting anywhere near him or getting anything from him, is a doctor that you're not going to get anything from. You're not going to hear from him. He's not going to do anything for you. But this doctor that you're talking about will help you.
And is it going to be another surgery or PT?
To be honest with you, Kathleen, I'm not sure about that. And quite frankly, it's not comfortable for me to answer that question because at the end of the day, we have to be ethical about this. If I'm telling you something and it doesn't work, then I'm opening myself up. Yeah, because the thing is, you see, is that other than Ken Cho, okay, if I work for Sky TV, television, and I work for other companies as well, from the word go, I wouldn't be able to answer any of your questions because I would be sacked from those companies because you're not allowed to. And what I'm saying to you here is that Ken's allowed me to do this. But I can't really say to you, you can have surgery. I'm not saying I'm dodging it, but I cannot say that to you because he might work something for you.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's just been hard to hear you. And I know it's not your fault. You're in the, Google Hangout or whatever.
Yes. But
it's taken longer to give a reading because I'm getting everything delayed.
Yeah. Well, okay,
all right.
Then.
Well,
all right, so thanks very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You too.
Okay. Right. I think we're back. Right, Kathleen. 44 minutes of live there. I don't know what's going on because I know that there's some big football game going on in the States there at the moment. So I believe something to do with the Super Bowl. I think that's going on or something at the moment. Something big going on. I know. I heard stories about it there the other night. So I think, Stephen, I think what we're going to do, we're going to bow out, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to cut the show short this evening because it's looking as though we're not going to get any more callers. So we're going to say thank you to Stephen for joining us. Thank you to all those that took the time to call in. And if you hurry up pretty quickly, okay,
But if you're not, yeah, by the time we finish the music, we're off. Well, as we said there, ladies and gents, we're going to leave you with that one. That was T'Pau and Bridge of Spies. So, until a fortnight today, when we meet up with Stephen again, love and light to you all. And very, very much for joining me once again this evening.
Thank you very much, Ken, and thank you everybody who tuned in, and I look forward to seeing you on the 26th of February, and have a very good week ahead. Goodbye.
Wonderful. Oh, right. Just a reminder, next Tuesday evening, if we do get a guest, it'll be a full moon special. So hopefully we'll get a guest for you. If not, then do have a good one.